Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is still the voice of the Christian resistance. On this, I believe it's the 12th day, 13th.
Yeah.
You hear that? That's one eye. That's little Lisa. She got a patch on her eye tonight.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. All right. She put the patch on the wrong eye. No, she's had some eye surgery. All right, now, get in there, and that won't hamper your talking. Nothing happens her talking. Nothing, okay. All righty, tonight we have... back in the cage, none other. Well, we're short tonight. We're short of help tonight, so folks, keep us in prayer because we definitely are short of help tonight. But we have those reliable and faithful back there, Eric and Frank, and our producer is none other, Derek, tonight. And so way out yonder, you have that legendary, well, the legendary... Parson, Pastor Joe Larson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good evening, Pastor. It's pledge week. Looks like we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, we do. And Little Lisa pledges $125. Thank you, Little Lisa. And the numbers are, we got to give the numbers right out of the chute, don't we? The numbers are 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, and... Or, if you have a credit card, it's 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Randy, who's always here with us, had an accident, and that's why he is not here tonight. He's okay. He came out better than the great big buck deer that he ran into, but his car didn't fare very well.
He wasn't out deer hunting like the rest of us. He used a car. He cheated.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the deer around here. I mean, they're everywhere. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, there are some big bucks running around out here. And so, anyhow, they're growing. You got a good herd of deer. We may need those for food if Biden stays in very long. Anyhow, let's get right into the message tonight. But let me give those phone numbers out again, folks. This is Pledge Week, and we got a lot to bring you tonight, but we definitely need your help. We really need your help to continue at 888-677-9673. And 888-281-1110. Joe, once we start bringing them some of the news, they're going to realize just how much they need this program because of the things that we brought. Now, the news things that are just breaking. Well, it's a long story. We'll get into that. The title of the message was Making Your Salvation Sure. Making Your Salvation Sure. And we're going to start. Joe, I was driving in a car, and I had a program on, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it. I was kind of like listening to a little bit of it, but really not paying much attention. Until I heard this woman say in a loud, shrieking voice, "It can't get any worse." And then I heard, "Oh, God, if I had only listened." And the first thing that came, if you were to hear somebody say those words, "It can't get any worse," and "Oh, God, if I had only listened," kind of reminded me of the rich man and Lazarus, huh?
Yeah, that would be a very good example, "If I had only listened."
So that's the first thing that came to my mind. So now I turned the volume up and I started listening. And here, it was the story of this woman. She was given her speaking, talking about her account. And it was kind of strange because part of it was the husband was given his account, and it was a woman who was unfaithful to her husband. And it started out by saying, "Well, we want to say Bob in New York pledges $500. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. And Sister Mary Grace pledges $100. Thank you. All right, we're off to a good start, folks." Anyhow, here's the way this story goes, Joe. I don't know what the first part of it was, because I missed the first part. I wasn't paying attention. But where it picked up was this fella is talking to his wife. They're in her bedroom, in their bedroom, and she's getting ready to go out to a girls' night out. And he's telling her, "I don't want you going out to the girls' night out. I'm not going to be sitting home on Friday nights while wondering what's going to happen if you're going to make it home when you're out there with your friends." And she said, "You don't own me. I can do what I want to do." And then he said, as she was putting on this lingerie, sexy type of lingerie. All I know, it was blue lingerie, and they were talking about how it was very skimpy lingerie underwear. Anyhow, so he goes to her dresser, and he gets her underwear out of the drawer, and he walks over, and he says, "This is what you wear for me. Who are you wearing that for?" And I can't remember what she said, but anyhow, he said, it's just a matter of time, he said, before, he said, "Your friends convince you to talk you into cheating." And then she snapped back, "How dare you? How dare you accuse me of cheating? How dare you? How dare you judge my friends?" And then his response was, "Well, what I'm telling you is by memory, because I didn't write anything down. Like we always do this when we, have our articles and our stories, but this is just a story on the radio." And so
right. You're driving and hearing it.
Right.
So, yeah.
So he said, "I know some about your friends. Most of them are divorced women or single and a few married women. And you're going out to a club with alcohol and you want to dance with men. So, all right, if you want to go, I'll go with you. If you want to go out, if you want to go and dance, I'll go with you." She said, "I need my space. I need my space." In other words, and so he says to her, "If you go tonight, if you go out there, I will not be here when you get back. I will not be here." And she said, "You'll be here, and we'll discuss this tomorrow. We'll discuss this tomorrow." So then he goes and he gets on his computer, and he's on his computer, and then she comes in and she says, "I'm leaving." And he says, she said, I've got to meet them at 10. And he says, goodbye. He said, goodbye. And then she went to the door. He said that she stopped, turned around and looked at him, and then turned around and left. Well, he was on a computer, and he was sending emails to her family and to her siblings and friends, you know, friends that they had, explaining to them that his wife had chosen to go out and whoring at night instead of being with him. And then he also had sent an email to his boss because he would have been offered a job out of the country, and I think it was Spain, and he had a promotion, and he said he would leave right away, that he was packing up and leaving right away, and so he this is where you heard that it couldn't be any worse, because she's at her club with her friends. Now, you see, she didn't know that he knew that she'd already cheated on him, and he was ready to forgive her if she had only listened to him and not go out to the club, or going clubbing, or at least if she did go him with her. But anyhow, so she's at her club with her friends, and then her sister calls her and says, where are you? She says, well, I'm here at this club. And she says, where's your husband? She said, well, he's at home. And her sister says, no, he's not. He dumped you. He dumped you. She said, you had a good husband, and you've lost him. And she said some other things. And then the next thing, the phone rings, and it's her father. And her father had never, ever used profanity. She'd never heard him use any profanity. But he used profanity this time. He asked her where she was, and then she told him, and he used profanity, and then he said, you had a husband that treated you like a queen, like a queen. And he says, you threw all of that away to go out a whoring, okay? And so that's when she shouted, then she hung up, and she started to leave, and her girlfriend said, is there a problem? What's happening? She said, it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. And then that's when she said, oh, God, why didn't I listen? Okay. No, oh, God, if I had only listened. So then she ran home, and he was gone. And she ran out, but she looked in the closet, and his clothes was gone, his computers and all that was gone. And then she noticed over on the mantle of the fireplace, he left a picture. And she went over and she looked in this picture. And in this picture was a young man who was on his knees, and he was proposing to this young woman. But behind him, right behind him, stood his wife, with another man, and the other man had his arm around his wife, and he had his hand on her breast, okay? And so when she saw that, she burst out crying. She tried to call him, found out his phone had been disconnected, and she went to live with her parents, and she stopped eating. She quit eating. She wouldn't eat anything, and they hospitalized her. And then she had to go into a mental ward. She was on the mental ward for a while. And then when she came out, and that's when she was telling her friends how she threw away her marriage. But the point was, when she said, it can't get any worse, Joe, could it get much, much worse? Could it get much worse than what she had just done when she threw away her marriage? Could things be possibly much worse for her?
Yeah, because she's in the process of throwing away her salvation. They're not having a salvation.
That's right. And when we talked about Lazarus, and
she's on is not the right path to get to heaven, is it?
No, uh-uh. That's definitely not the fruits of a Christian, is it? So let's start tonight in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 23. So read verses 13 and 14 and pause.
Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Okay, folks, this is Pledge Night. This is Pledge Night, so we really need to hear from you. We've been out there all of these years. We've never once compromised, not once. I can honestly say, in all these years that we've been doing, 50 years, I can honestly say we've never given it any less than our best. We've always given it our very best, and we need to hear from you to help. We need your help to continue to bring this message. And let me tell you, we really do want to stay on the stations you're listening to us on, but it's not easy. Radio time is very expensive, airtime. So 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you as soon as we can hear from you. The guys are sitting there waiting for the phones to ring. No. All right. Okay. Let's go to this. Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go it thereof. So that wide gate, that's called being in the world, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Following the path of the world and not living for Christ.
Okay, so, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are professing Christians, but they're going to churches that aren't churches. They have pastors that were not called and raised up by God. And they're hearing from, they're reading Bibles that aren't really Bibles, are they?
Exactly. They're professing with their lips, but there's no possession in the heart. There's no real heartfelt conversion. No repentance of the heart.
So these prosperity churches, why do you think that they draw such huge crowds? Why do you think Joel Osteen and what are they promising people that brings in such huge crowds?
God wants them to be blessed here on earth and wants them to be prosperous and happy, and they tell them what they want to hear, not what Jesus really said.
So now, the Bible says, Jesus said, place up your crowns in heaven, placing your crowns in heaven, and he also said that it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get to heaven. In fact, he says, woe unto you, rich men. But that's not what the prosperity preachers said. Joel Osteen says, live the good life now. Now is when you live the good life. Not later, but not when you leave this world, not if you're a Christian, but now, right now. T.D. Jakes says, I want my stuff now. I'm not going to be waiting to get... So they're saying that the blessings, the best, are the material things, but the Lord Jesus is saying, no, 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 that's not the case, is it?
No, the blessings are the spiritual things. The blessings are when we are as Jesus said, as you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me. Happiness comes from being righteous, doing good, and serving the Lord because you love him and you want to serve him.
And so here now, does this describe those false teachers, those hirelings? Beware of false...
Sure. You see, like Joel Osteen, the big, huge auditoriums, the bright lights, the camera, you know, some of these that have the huge choirs and orchestras and all kinds of things, everything but obedience, everything but service, everything but good works.
Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So would that describe the prosperity preachers?
To a T.
Okay.
And it would also college professors, false politicians that are there to get rich, not serve. It would apply to a lot of salesmen who will feed somebody a line of garbage to enrich their own pocket. It would fit a lot of people. It would fit all those people that teach humanism, secularism, existentialism, socialism, communism. It will fit all of those isms that are espoused in this world, moral relativism. It covers a broad range of things, doesn't it?
Tony in Toronto pledges $125. Thank you, Tony. All righty, folks. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. He goes on to say, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. So he's making a point. What good fruits have, now, I've listened to Joe Osteen several times when I've gone by, and just to see if I could get him just one time preaching from the Bible, where he has a Bible that's open, because he'll hold the Bible up.
He'll
say,
it's a tool.
He'll say,
but he doesn't quote it.
He'll say, this is the Word of God, but he never reads from it. Okay.
No.
And so, and the apostate,
it's a prop.
Yeah, the apostate, the World International Council of Churches, they'll take the Word of God and they twist it. Everything that God calls a sin, they promote. But they twist the Word of God. And so here now, Jesus says, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, he's already said that when it comes to the gate, that the narrow gate, okay, very few find that. And now he's going to say this. Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name many, and have done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. So what is he, in plain English, what is he saying here?
He's saying that just doing something that's good, and some of these people do things that they think they're doing good. They build bigger churches, and they build entertainment centers, and they do all kinds of things they think for the, quote, so-called church. But really, they're not doing what the Lord has asked at all. And so you got kind of a dual purpose here, and other people are just, if it's not right with the heart, it's not right with God. If it's not for the right reason, it's wrong.
And so here he's making a point very, very clearly that the vast majority of people that think they're saved are not. So he's making a point, and the point is, as he says in James 1:22, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. So the point that he's making here, Joe, is the vast majority of people are deceiving themselves. They're believing what they want to believe, huh?
Exactly. That they're picking and choosing. This is what I want I want God to be. This is what I want him to do for me. It goes back to that, this is what I think, what I want. And Scripture said we are to what? Listen to what God wants, what he has for us, and to follow his will.
Okay, so Gloria Olstein...
But they don't want to do give up their own control over to him.
Gloria Olstein said, it's not about God, it's about us. It's not about God. So what does God say?
He said she's headed for a hot place.
No, so God says, look, you have to put him first, right? Does he not say you have to put him first? And
numero uno. He has to be first in your life before all things.
All righty, very good. We'll be back right after this with more.
These colors don't run.
Old Obama wants to take away our guns.
Hitler, Germany, Stalin, Russia, Mao, China.
Our freedoms, they want to take away.
Better pack a lunch, pal.
So bring it on.
Let's get it done. The American way.
Freedom's price, our American patriots paid.
They paid the price in full.
Freedom's price, their blood, they did trade.
It was their shed blood that was traded for our freedom.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead than red.
If we're to live free, then we must live brave.
We must live brave. We must live brave. And they never will.
Freedom's calling on America's patriot sons.
Of which I am one.
Khrushchev said they would conquer us from within.
The public school system, the media, the university.
We will stand.
We will fight. We'll never give in. We will never, never give in.
In Jesus' name,
it's not over until we win.
Yeah, you can bet on that. It's not over until we win. We got God's word on that. It don't get any better than that, folks. So, alrighty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I want to say thank you, Caroline in Ohio, $50 pledges 50, and Jesse in Minnesota pledges 250. Thank you. And we've got Bill Wilds with us. Bring up Bill. Hey, Bill.
How you doing tonight, Pastor?
I'm doing okay, my friend. Listen, have you called to pledge 20 grand?
Yeah, well, I wish.
You never know unless you ask, huh? Hey, listen.
There you go.
We got some exciting things coming up out there. And on December 1st, Friday, December 1st, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 7 p.m., we're going to be talking, you're going to be speaking about tactical civics. Tell the folks out there how it is happening around the country, how people are getting prepared to take their country back. Because, folks, the government's gone. It's gone. It's been so corrupted. We, the people of the United States of America, we have to take our country back. Tell them, Bill.
No doubt about that. You know, it's amazing to me that just a couple of years ago, yeah, I was so lost because I didn't know that there was an answer. You know, it was just so overwhelming in every way, shape, form with the whole brand of COVID and everything else going on. I was looking, and I knew there had to be something. And I'd studied the Constitution. I actually was a constitutional coach through Patriot Academy, but I never actually read it like it's meant to be read. Like, you know, we're the sovereigns over it. I never read it like I wrote it. You know, if a group of 12 or 14 of us sat down and wrote it, we'd look at it very differently. We look at it the way it says. We, the people, are supposed to be sovereigns over it, and that, therefore, we're over all of the government, over the every part of the government. We're the payers and all the rest of, you know, the what's supposed to be public servants in this day and age, by and large, is absolute criminals. They're the payees. And they're supposed to be under our tutelage. We're supposed to be teaching them and help keeping them from doing all these crazy things. So, you know, when I first seen Tactical Citizens, I was actually very, very skeptical at first. This can't be true. And I spent a couple, 2-3 months actually really investigating. And the more now I'm just so excited because it's such a simple plan. It's 4,000 some words, U.S. Constitution. And it stipulates that we're the ones who are supposed to be making sure these criminals don't behave like criminals. And they actually do behave like our public servants. And if they don't behave like our public servants and they start doing criminal things, we have the state grand juries and the state volunteer constitutional militia that we will produce ordinances for both of these again. And we will take them out. We will be able to enforce our Constitution. And it's just such an incredible thing. And we do that by going in each county, you know, in the country. So here at Geauga County, when I'm here, I actually started the State of Alaska chapter, because that's where we've been living for the last 47 years. But here in Geauga County, we're looking at doing this December 1st, like you said, Friday night, and twice a month we've been trying to have meetings and get people together and show them how this works, just the basic concept. Then they get online and get signed up and start learning how. And one of the other things that's the most amazing thing to me is this isn't about some authority figure doing it for us. This is about us being the authority figures and actually going out there and just doing the work. And all the work is lined up. The crew at Tactical have put together the whole package in a one simple thing. All we got to do basically is follow the path. And if we follow the path and do the work and we get enough people, and that's the key to all this stuff, each county, 0.5%. When we get enough people, we take back our country and we take it back to where it should be. Our country was founded on principles of
so now,
God,
this is not some small isolated movement. We have approximately 3,400 counties in the United States, and now we have chapters in over 1,000 of those counties now, right?
Yeah, we're over 1,100 now.
And so,
a year and a half ago, when I started, we were in 17 counties. So it's really accelerated.
If people are picking up on this thing left and right, they're saying, hey, you know what? Our country is in really bad shape. It is. Things are getting worse and worse. The enemy, Obama Biden, has been bringing in thousands and thousands of virtual terrorists into our country, getting ready to start an all-out civil war, okay? And we need to do something quick. We need to. Now, they say, well, I don't know anything about this. How does this work? Well, that's why you come to the meetings. At the meetings, it teaches you, and they provide all that, how we as citizens. Now, as a militia, Bill, we're not a bunch of people that get in camouflage and crawl through the bushes. You know, we're our militia wears suits. Our militia wears overalls. We're people that just normal, everyday citizen, but now we learn the Constitution, we learn what we can do, and we can go in and county by county. Now, the militia once you form a grand jury, you have a militia who will back up the grand jury. We can form the grand jury as citizens, not with these corrupt prosecutors, not with these corrupt prosecutors that go in there and tell the grand jury and lie to them, because they can lie. These prosecutors can lie with immunity. They can lie all day long, but we the people, as a grand jury, we can put these corrupt prosecutors. The grand jury is the highest authority in the county, and so we can drag them in, and we can prosecute the corrupt and turn them over to the county sheriffs, can we not?
Yeah, we can actually take out judges. If there's a judge that's corrupt and gets involved in the system and we know about it, we can actually create a grand jury and investigate the judge. We can investigate. In fact, in Alaska, this is one of the things that we're working on, is investigating the Supreme Court of the state of Alaska, because they said that the grand jury can't investigate them. Well, that's a reason to investigate them right there.
Oh, absolutely. And so now, I mean, I don't know how much time we have. I don't know, you know, the Lord does. But I do know this, that while we are here, we are to occupy, and I can see how Tactical Civics is working, and how this is an opportunity for us, the people. We, the people of the United States of America. And see, a lot of people, they have a total misconception about having a militia. The Second Amendment demands that we have a standing militia, does it not?
Yeah, it's very, very clear. One of the coolest things about actually reading the Constitution, with the attitude that we, the people, actually wrote it, we just kind of keeping that in the back of our minds, is that it's very clear. It's amazing how many people talk about the Second Amendment, and we have the rights. And actually, no, we don't have the rights. It is a actual stipulation that we have the demand, I guess is a good word, to reinforce the Constitution. It's the only thing that's lawful when it comes to law enforcement. And it's something that, it's right there in the Constitution, and I read it, but I didn't quite grasp the significance of such a thing. It's a fascinating thing when the guy that kind of started this whole program, David Zuniga, you know, he basically sat and spent several months just praying and asking God for guidance, and God revealed this stuff to him. And the second he revealed it and he started talking about it, you know, some of us went, oh my gosh, it is what it says. It says we're supposed to be doing this. A lot of people get it confused that there's like the sheriffs and the police forces are the ones who are in charge. No, actually, constitutional militia is the only lawful law enforcement in the Constitution. That's a fascinating thing to think about right there.
Well, our so-called agencies have been weaponized against us, against we the people. This is tyranny. Now, Thomas Jefferson knew exactly what you were talking about. He knew exactly what you were talking about. He talked about the corruption that we would have within the court, the judicial system. And boy, do we have it. And so now, tell the folks they can learn more about Tactical Civics by simply going up on the internet to tacticalcivics.com. Is that correct?
Yep. All they got to do is go to tacticalcivics.com. Click on there's a big red button label. Click here to join now. And $5. I mean, they can get involved for a month. They can download everything on there and learn. It'll blow your mind how much you learn being on there. They've been doing Sunday night calls for years now, and they investigated it. From the beginning, they had like 40 different guys. A lot of them were engineers, very intelligent people, and they would investigate different things that were going on in our government, and at like a level that I've never seen before. They really dig into stuff, and so you could learn all kinds of things that you just, when you step back and look at it, you go, oh my gosh, yeah, that makes sense. That actually makes sense. This corruption was started 100, 50, 60 years ago. That part just really, when you step back and realize that, and you actually read enough about it, you really do. You just kind of go, oh, gosh, I should have seen this all along. It was right there in front of my face. And then turn around and guess what? We, the people, can actually get together, get up together in groups, start grand juries. We can have thousands of grand juries going on in our country. And we can start investigating. And here's the cool part. The good guys, the few good people that are in politics, that are in judicial positions of authority, but the real good ones, they're going to welcome this. They're going to be going, oh, my gosh, yes, let's do this. The guys that are bad, right, they get in the way, and they basically point themselves out. You know, you got a corrupt judge that says, no, you can't do that. Well, guess what? The grand jury investigate him next, you know.
Well, right now, let's just say that in New York City right there, you had a grand jury. Right now, a legitimate, not a horror jury, but a legitimate grand jury right now. That judge and that prosecutor in New York that are going after President Trump, people that before a trial, when the judge already came out before the trial and proclaimed President Trump guilty, that is his malpractice, okay? And you had the very same thing with Chunkin there in D.C. So now, yeah. had they had a legitimate grand jury there in New York, that judge would be gone, and that prosecutor, yep, would be gone. They would be on their way to jail.
In jail.
Yeah. And so, folks,
be in jail.
Again, we're going to have our meeting here. Now, all across the country and all of your states, there's meetings taking place now. I didn't tell you, Bill, but I had one of the ladies who heads up there in Oregon calls me, and she apparently heard me on the radio and wanted to tell me about I guess she heads up a chapter out there and wanted to tell me about tactical civics. And I told her, I said, well, you know, we've been talking about that for a while, and she didn't realize. So, anyhow.
That's great. That was really great to hear.
Yeah, so folks out there, listen, here's what you do. Get on the Internet. You got to get involved here in Ohio in Geauga County on Friday, December 1st at 7 p.m., we're going to be having a tactical civics meeting. Now, tomorrow night, the Geauga County Tea Party at the Metzenbaum Center there in Chesterland will be showing the film. And this is why, folks, when you see this film called The Police State, when you see this film, folks, you're going to want to join Tactical Civics because it's things you have not seen on the news. And it's how the FBI have been going after regular citizens, people like you and me. Now, through the Freedom of Information Act, our lawyers were able to get the actual footage where the FBI breaking into people's homes, where people are in there sitting around the table, where instead of knocking on the door, they bust the door down, they run in, and they point rifles in the faces of little children, folks. You're going to see this actual. This is what's happening here in your country. And if you don't do anything about it, if you won't stand up and fight it, then you deserve it. You really do. If you won't stand up and push back against tyranny,
yeah,
then you deserve tyranny. You don't deserve freedom if you won't fight for it.
What's amazing to me is that people here, I have people, because I talk to people every day about this. I have people every once in a while just tell me, well, I'm afraid of what might happen. And I'm like, you should be afraid of what might happen if we don't do, if we actually don't go out there and enforce our Constitution. That scares the living crap out of me.
Well, you see, what they don't realize is once you have the grand jury and the militia is formed, the militia has got the power then. The militia has the authority, okay? And we're talking about going back to the Constitution, doing it according to the what did Ben Franklin say? He said, I've given you a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. Freedom is not free. Freedom's price. There's a price to pay for freedom, and you're either going to be willing to pay for it or you don't deserve it, right?
Yep, that is absolutely so true. And we have the opportunity. It's simple. I'm a very simple human being. It is a very simple thing what we have to do. They have it all outlined. It's all right there. Step-by-step process to get it done and to make this happen. And we just need the manpower. So come on, people. Let's go. Let's get this happening. Let's get this done.
All right. Very good. Listen, I know you get up at 3 in the morning, so I'll let you get going. But thanks for calling in. And again, tell the folks again how they can. It's tacticalcivics.com. And what did you say about hitting the button?
There's a big red button on there. All you got to do is punch that button once, and it says click here to join now, and you will be a part of what we're doing. And I will look forward to seeing you and meeting you. And don't forget December 1st at 7 p.m. It's going to be an amazing evening. And I just can't tell you how incredibly empowering it is to know that we have a solution to all this.
It's growing rapidly. It's growing rapidly out in our counties. And you folks that live in other counties, come out and learn how you can get it going in your county. We need to do this. We need to take our country back.
Yes, we do. Thanks for having me on for a brief moment, Ernie.
All right.
And I hope you have a most amazing evening.
Well, we'll see you on the first, but we'll have to have you on a lot between, you know, on a regular basis. We got to keep building, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and we will.
All righty. God bless, my friend. Tell the missus, hey.
All right. I will. God bless you, too.
All righty. Thanks. Okay,
Pastor
folks.
Ernie.
Yes, sir.
If I can, two things I wanted to throw in there.
Before you do that, let me give the numbers out because the phones have not been ringing. The folks, listen, we got to hear from you. The folk, they quit ringing. We've been bringing you some good stuff, but they've quit ringing. At 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. All right. So right now, we're about 4,500. We need to do about 4,500 before the program's over tonight, the end of this program. And we have 1 hour to do that. We have 1 hour to do 4,500. So go ahead, Joe.
Speaking of Ben Franklin, he said, in free governments, which we used to be, the rulers are the servants and the people, their superiors and sovereigns. Not only sovereigns, but notice they use the word superior. We were superior to our rulers. And then the Supreme Court, one of the early rulings, 339 U.S. 382, it is not the function of our government to keep the citizen from falling into error. It is the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error. You see, when you're the sovereign, it's your job to keep control over your government. It's not the government's job to keep you from doing things. It's your job to control the government. We do no longer teach this kind of thing in our junior highs, high schools, colleges, and universities. Ignorance, in this case, is not bliss, Pastor. It is disastrous.
Well, you know, in the famous words of Nikita Khrushchev, and I'll never forget as I watched him take off his shoe and hit the top of the podium, and he said, we will bury you from within. We will do it through your education system. We will infiltrate. Mm-hmm. We will give your children dose after dose after dose of socialism to someday you awaken to find out you are communist. We will defeat you without firing a shot. We will sell you the rope to which you will hang yourself. All right, we got John in Minnesota pledging $77. Thank you, John. All right, very good.
We've talked about that education so many times, but I remember back in the 80s, The Humanist Magazine, John Dunphy. The battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom. The classroom must and will become the arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism.
Very
good. They told us long ago what they were up to. They told us what the battlefield was. They told us how they were going to destroy us. And that's what they've been doing, destroying this nation through its education system. We've been sending our precious children to the devil to be educated, and now we wonder why things are in such a mess.
Yeah, but it drives me nuts when you say, we didn't do it.
People.
A lot of people out there, I've been fighting this for 50 years. For 50 years, I've been telling people, do not send your, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. If you love them, get them out.
I meant this, yeah. As a nation, as a whole, this was our weakness. Abraham Lincoln, the philosophy in the schoolroom in one generation becomes the philosophy of government in the next. Right now, we can see, look at our colleges and universities, the hatred out there, the socialist, communist, they're going after Israel, they're praising the terrorists, cheering when they attacked Israel and burned babies in ovens and killed people. Now we find out now that there is a three-year-old girl who is one of the hostages, three-year-old American toddler. Her parents were slaughtered by the terrorists, and they took her captive, and she's one of the hostages. And you notice our government hasn't said, crickets about that, have they?
Okay, well, first of all, we don't have a government, okay? We, the people, actually are the government, if they only knew that, okay?
Tyrant.
Government of the people, by the people, and for the people, the tyrants out there now. What is happening, you'll notice that the reporters from NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN have been embedded. They've been embedded with Hamas.
Yeah.
They've been going now.
Letting,
right.
As long as they give the Hamas line.
Because there has been an unholy confederacy, an unholy union between the Communist Party. The Democratic Party in this country is a communist party. There are no more old Democrats. It's a communist party. It's every bit as much communist as in Soviet Russia, as in China. I know they say, well, that was socialist. National socialism is communism, folks, the Nazis, okay? Here in America, what used to be the Democratic Party is every bit as much communist as Karl Marx. No. Here, they have formed and around the country, and you have the Communist Party in Israel, you have the Communist Party in Ukraine, you've got the Communist Party everywhere. They have formed an unholy alliance with radical Islam, Here, you got Obama Biden sending money. He's supporting Hamas. Okay? And so he's coming out publicly saying how we have to support Israel. But and he does with our taxpayer. He wastes our money by giving it to both sides. He's giving it to Hamas too in this war. And so, again, people don't know that. But you know what? They're going to find more out on the second part of the program, Joe, because I have a clip we're going to play. And Joe, going all the way back to 2008. We were telling you things about Barack Obama when I said he is the very best candidate for the Antichrist. If you take and look at his attributes and his characteristics, okay, hang tight. We're coming up to a break. We will be back after.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.